Happy soil, happy coffee! Hello everyone, this is Kelly Stein again, straight from Brazil, answering all your questions and doubts about Brazilian coffee. I know that everybody's anxious to learn more about the subject, microbiology in soil that enhance coffee plant health, maybe productivity. But before we dig in this very nerdy subject, I would like to invite you for a quick espresso. What does it mean? I want to inaugurate a quick personal moment with me and you who's listening this podcast. I don't know where in the world, but you're very important for me, so I think we deserve this little moment, right? In this personal conversation, I read some emails that I receive with questions, especially about origins, because I'm receiving lots of questions about Brazilian origins, but usually I'm answering only through emails or social media, and maybe your doubt can be someone else's doubts or questions, so we have this space to communicate. For starters, I would like to say how thankful I am for all your votes for Sprudge Awards. I was among respected coffee professionals such as Ashley Rodriguez, that I like very much her work, Chris DeFerrio from Kiss to the Shop, it's another podcast that I was invited one day as guest to talk about Brazilian coffee, and Meister. I made to the finals and I was among the 6 best coffee writers. This is pretty cool and I'm very proud.
Good job.
Thank you very much. And this wouldn't be possible without your votes. Thank you very much. Congratulations to everyone in this award and for all the professionals who make this coffee family even more interesting day by day. Now that I send all my love to you all in this espresso moment, we are ready to dig into some pretty serious nerdy stuff. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Your podcast with a little bit of Brazilian coffee. Café.
To start today, we have very nerd subjects because, as you know, we love coffee science. We have more than 130 years dedicated to coffee. And today we are not here to talk about equipment, mechanization, or varietals. We are here to talk about soil. Microbiology technology applied in soil. So today we have Gabriel Moreira from Datera. Welcome, Gabriel. I'm really happy you're here.
Hi, Kelly. Thank you very much for inviting us to be here today.
It's really nice because I visit Datera properties and I saw with my eyes, my own eyes, the crazy stuff you are doing. So before we start anything, I would like you to introduce you and your work. How coffee entered in your life?
Okay. Well, I think that coffee enters in people's lives, most of us, by chance. I started working for De Pasquale Group in their foundation. So De Pasquale Group is actually the group that owns the Terra, the Pasquale family. They have a foundation that is 28 years old, and this foundation works with teenagers, kids. So I started working in that specific part of the company. And as I started to study international relations, I thought that coffee could be a nice way to use my international degree, because coffee is such an international product. And I applied for a job at Datera, which is also a company that belongs to the Pasquale family. So that was how coffee started in my life. I always drank coffee, but then when I started to learn about it, I really fell in love about coffee. And that's a one-way ticket, right? You never come back.
I tell that coffee chooses.
It's right.
Yeah. When was that?
So 8 years now in coffee, and for the company, 11 years.
And nowadays you're doing like marketing, sales, or everything?
It doesn't look like, but we are quite a small team and we do a little bit of everything as small teams do. So a little bit of marketing, sales, but I also work a lot with the quality team at the farm, trying to bring whatever I see in the market as trends, what people are talking, what roasters want, what clients want, what's going on in coffee shops around the world, how to translate that to the farm, to the field, and to keep innovating in coffee. So that's a little bit of what I do.
I like to say that Datera is like a Disneyland for coffee geeks.
I like to think like that.
Because, man, I think it's a result of technology. Everything you're doing there, it's like well planned, and there is a why and when. So it's really interesting. they are not paying me to say that, guy, because thinking about technology, I'd like to start talking about this crazy thing that nobody's talking about and you are trying the fields already. So let's start from the beginning. What is the theory? What is microbiology applied to soil?
Soil is full of microscopic life. Fungi, protozoa, nematodes, and bacteria. Some of these organisms can be dangerous to plants. And some, such as mycorrhizal fungi or Pseudomonas bacteria, can be beneficial. Up to a billion bacteria can be found living in just one teaspoon of soil. But all bacteria are not the same. Scientists are learning that different bacterial species can play different roles in the successes or failure of a farmer's crop. A plant is rooted in the soil. It cannot hunt for food elsewhere or move out of harm's way. What a plant can do is release hormones and other chemical signals. Certain kinds of soil bacteria sense these signals and travel to the plant's root. Once there, they may live on the root surface, or they may enter and live inside the root.
So we have been studying a lot about this. It's ongoing research. We just launched our Bioterra Academy. So bio stands for bio, life, and terra is the Brazilian, the Portuguese word for soil. So we try to understand this life that exists in the soil, and we don't always know about that. So we try to understand how this life that exists in the soil relates to the plants and helps their development, and it helps the plants to protect against disease and to give better production. And so a soil is a happy coffee, also use a happy coffee plant or any plant. And there's very little knowledge about that still.
So it's really interesting because we are talking lots about organic, biodynamic, sustainability, but people are not looking at the roots and soil.
That's right. They are
thinking about, okay, I have this organic input, but what else? How does it work?
Exactly. So that was exactly what got us intrigued about this subject and made us start looking below our feet in our new sustainability and productive projects at the farm. So let me tell you a little bit of how it started, because I think that this context is important to understand why we started to research about soil if nobody's still talking about that. So 2 years ago, we earned this award from the most important agricultural channel in Brazil. I don't know if you can mention names.
Yes.
Global Rural.
We are free.
Exactly. That's
great. We are independent.
Yeah. So Global Rural has this very nice award for farms in Brazil, and they chose us as the most sustainable farm in the whole country.
For my audience, Global Rural is the biggest magazine that talks about agriculture.
That's right. That's right.
Here in Brazil.
So this was, we were very proud about that, of course, but for us this was a problem, because usually we have been trying to be sustainable and to apply sustainability practices in the farm since we started. That's over 30 years ago. And when we got this prize 30 years later, that meant that probably we're doing something right. Probably we were
in the right path.
Exactly. We were in the right path to produce not only the best coffee, but coffee for a better world.
Karma-free coffee.
Exactly. I like that. But still, this was a problem for us, because usually when you have an Olympic champion that tries hard, and he gets to third place and then to second place. When he gets to first place, usually he tires.
Exactly.
And he's out of business. He stops because he already got it. He made it. He got to the first place. When we got this award, that meant that we were on the right path of producing coffee for a better world. And for us, we became desperate. What can we do next? If we just get comfortable and stop there, we're not gonna be writing the next chapter for sustainability at the Terra. So this was when we started to look at new things. That was 2 years ago.
Okay.
So we saw, okay, we are taking good care of the water, the animals, the plants, the region where we are, the community, and all of that. Our certifications were telling that. The Global Rural Award was telling that. But then we realized that this new sustainability is not only about taking care of things. saving the water, saving the animals. It's about giving back. It's restoring things. It's restoring the environment. It's farming water. It's putting back carbon into the soil and into the plants so you can sequestrate. So it's more of giving back, more active sort of behavior than really just taking care of things. And that was when we realized that soil was something that nobody was talking about.
It's the most important.
Exactly. It's... We have not heard lots about soil at the time. So we call this whole concept of sustainability bio-smart agriculture. Bio-smart is not sustainable. Sustainable is important. It's good. But it was important until now. Now it's time to give back. That's what we call bio-smart. And that's also because the reason why we have the Bioterra Academy. It's taking care of the life that is below the soil in a way that we can impact the production and build a better environment where our farm is.
Is it organic?
It's not organic, and that's the thing. When we started to look into that, we were really worried about the data that we found. We realized that every year, 12 million hectares of land in the world are lost because of soil degradation. They become deserts.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's scary.
That's a lot. That's 12 million soccer fields. Because we are in Brazil, let's talk about soccer, right?
Yeah.
And that's a lot. And that's because we have this abusive agriculture, this extractive agriculture around the world. And also, we realized that out of the 6 specific courses about soil that existed in the world, only one still existed in universities. I'm talking about university courses. And that was in London. So, okay, we had this big issue that was growing and growing around the world. And less people were studying about that. So how could that happen?
It's funny because people are studying about climate change, but they're not looking at the soil.
And that's totally connected with the soil, actually. You can help mitigate climate change by taking care of the soil. So that's something that people don't understand and they don't see this connection, but it's totally connected. And again, sustainability is important. And when you talk about sustainability in terms of the atmosphere, we think about not throwing more carbonic gas and methane and other gases in the atmosphere. So let's diminish the emission of gases. What is BioSmart? BioSmart is not about that. It's actually how to sequestrate what is already out there in the atmosphere and bring that back into the soil. You can sequestrate carbon by applying many different techniques and put the carbon that is in the atmosphere back into the soil. And into the soil, that's actually very good for the plants, that's good for the planet, and you have a cleaner atmosphere as well.
Wow.
So everything, if we start taking care about of the soil, it's not just about producing better coffee, it's not just about having a better production. It's also about solving other problems. Soil is a solution for many different things, and I don't know about that.
It's so obvious, and I feel bad because I'm a journalist, I'm writing about coffee for 8 years already, and I never thought about soil. And it's so obvious, I'm feeling bad.
Well, it's easy to see the trees, because they are out there. It's easy to see the water, it's above the soil. It's easy to think about the atmosphere, because we are relating to it more often, but we don't always look what is below our feet. So if you think about how soil microbiology is important, if you think about soil is, in essence, 3 different things. So we have the physical part of the soil. The physical part is the minerals and everything that is in the soil, like water, the minerals. So what composes the soil itself? We have the chemistry of the soil. So what minerals are that? So these minerals, they're going to be feeding the plants and making the plants healthy. It's like giving food to the plants. And then you have the biology. So when you think about this, the division of those 3 things that compose the soil, when you think about the chemistry, the chemical part of the soil is the biggest part, the biggest chunk. And we have studied and understood a lot about that. So we have many different kinds of chemical inputs that we can apply to make the soil more nutritive for the coffee plants, or richer for the plants, but richer chemically.
So this chemical might kill the microbiology?
This can happen as well. So this chemical part is something that we know a lot. We also know a lot about the physical side of the soil. So what physically composes this soil? But when you think about the microbiology, the biology that is in the soil, not only micro, because you have also worms.
That's true.
And other things there.
Insects.
Not, exactly. There are also important for the soil that are there. This is 5% of the soil composition. So it's very, very little. 1 to 5% actually. In the past, people were looking more at these bigger pieces that compose the soil. And also our technology and our science had means only to study those things. There were very little means to study soil microbiology. That's an invisible world. But when you think about how big that is, if you get a microscope and you get your shoe and you look under your shoe, you have more microorganisms there with this soil that comes in your shoes than the stars in this whole galaxy. So this is really, really amazing. You have a universe below your shoe. So imagine in this whole plantation, how many microorganisms are there?
Thousands
of hectares. So it's only 5%, but still, it's very important. And if we do a correlation with us human beings, the microbiology that is inside of us really has a big effect. How healthy we are, how well we feel, if we get fat or if we lose weight. So all of those, there are many technologies that actually use microorganisms to treat many diseases in the human body.
That's true.
Nowadays, we know that taking antibiotics, it's something that many doctors are trying to avoid because you do kill the bacteria that are doing bad to you, but you can also kill the bacteria that are doing good to you. So the same thing happens to the soil.
So very nice what you're explaining, the theory, but I want to think about operational. How did you start the experiments?
So as we started to see that and we saw this was an issue, an opportunity at the farm, and we had very little knowledge about this, we found partners to teach us how to look into the soil. So we found...
These partners are scientists?
They are scientists, that's right.
Yeah, Mr. White, science!
So since the beginning, when we started the farm, we don't come from coffee growing, so we had to partner up with scientists, universities, to teach us how to do things and what to do.
It's so really important to mention that, yeah. Because Cerrado Mineiro, they are located in Patrocínio, and Cerrado Mineiro is not a traditional coffee origin. Actually, the whole region is a result of science, because they were like desert, nobody was living there, and then thanks to science, there is a very rich coffee production over there. So that's why he's mentioning that since the beginning, scientists were there.
Yeah, exactly. So we had always a very good relationship with scientists and universities, and the same thing was guided us in this experiment as well. So we invited some scientists from Exalc University. It's the University Luiz de Queiroz. It's one of the most respected and important universities in Brazil for agronomy and agriculture. And in fact, they had very good specialists that were studying soil there. And when we started to look about the technologies to understand soil microbiology, we found that there were new technologies that are just starting the market that could help us understand the microbiology of the soil better. So in the past, when people were trying to see, let's see what microorganisms are there. As microorganisms, you have many different things. You have bacteria, you have fungus, you have nematoids, you have worms, you have many different things. And all of those things, they are going to have different impacts in the plants and in the healthy aspect of the soil. So these scientists explained to us that until now, the technologies for you to access those microorganisms, it was not very good, very developed. So pretty much you would get a sample of the soil and see that in the microscope and try to count what were the microorganisms that were there. But what we realized was that sometimes when you do that, when you take out the sample from the natural environment, many, many microorganisms, they die.
Oh.
You cannot see them. You cannot see because they actually depend on that environment. Sometimes they have a symbiosis with the plant. They have a symbiosis with other microorganisms that were there and are not there anymore. Sometimes because of temperature, many different aspects, you're not going to be there anymore. So until now, we knew about 10% of the microorganisms that actually were in the soil. The new technologies that are available now are technologies that are much more precise to understand that. So pretty much what you do now, you don't do a culture analysis like with samples in the microscope that you put in a solution.
Then?
Now you do a DNA tracing
Holy
system.
Holy f-
It's a brand new. It's not very, very new, actually.
I told you guys, these people are crazy from the tech.
It's becoming more available, of course, still in labs and universities, not for farm use still. So you can actually trace the DNA, the cells, even if they're not alive anymore, you can trace the cells, the DNA that is in the soil. And through that, you can actually access over 90% of the microorganisms and other organisms that were there.
Okay, but let's, again, from the beginning. First step in Datera was mapping the soil.
Yeah.
The three elements, like soil by itself, the microbiology, and also the chemical part.
So we understand a lot about the chemical part and the physical part of the soil. And we wanted to understand better about the microorganisms and how they relate to the coffee plants. So pretty much what we have an area at the farm, it's our open air lab that we call the Bioterra Farm. It's 200 hectares of land in our farms that we are using for this research. So we have different varietals, we have different techniques there, we have irrigated areas, we have areas with no irrigation, and just in this area, we have six types of soils. And we planted these varietals with these different techniques, traditional techniques, because we want this study to be replicable. We want this to be a knowledge that other producers can use, that other people can read in a paper and apply that to their farm as well. So we planted all those varietals, we applied all these different techniques, and we are keeping track of the soil microbiology. So we analyzed the soil in this first moment before we added the plants there, and then we are keeping track of the soil over time. And of course, we are applying different techniques, they are not the traditional ones, to see how the soil microbiology develops through those techniques.
Some of these bacteria feed the plant by collecting and digesting mineral nutrients from the soil. Other bacteria defend the plant from disease-causing organisms and viruses. Bacteria have even been found to protect the plant from drought by coating the root with a sticky goo called biofilm. Scientists are studying how these bacteria can be used strategically to produce healthier crops.
So in some areas, we are planting nitrogen-fixing plants. In some areas, we are planting grass plants, and that's in the middle of the coffee lines, trying to make this more diverse environment, because for soil microbiology, it's very important to have many different kinds of plants, because different kinds of plants, they are food for these microorganisms. So let's think about a banquet. If you have only one type of food, that's the roots and the chemicals that those roots are going to release in the soil, you're going to have lesser microorganisms.
Elements, yes.
You're going to have specific microorganisms that are going to like that specific root. So if you only have coffee there, for example, only the microorganisms that like coffee, they're going to be there. But then if we plant some nitrogen-fixing plants in the middle of the lines, or some grass plants and other kinds of treatments in that area, we make a banquet with different options. So more microorganisms are going to come and they're going to develop there. If you have a more diverse soil microbiology, you have a healthier soil.
It's funny you say that, because when people look at this field, they have the impression that it's messy, right?
Yeah.
It's full of grass and say, what is that? But actually it's food for these microorganisms.
Exactly. So many microorganisms, they work as a natural defense for the coffee plantation. So if you have only coffee plants, you can have problems with nematoids, for example. So there are nematoids, they are very, very dangerous for the coffee production. They can really cause problems, and they install in the root system of the plant, and then you have problems in the way the plant's gonna absorb the nutrients from the soil. But when you have a biodiverse soil, a healthy soil, you have more microorganisms there. So it's almost like you have a barrier.
A natural barrier.
Exactly. They work like security guards around the root system of the plants. Of course, you're going to have the nematoids still. They're going to be there. But when you have a more diverse environment in the root system, they don't have as much available food only for them. They have to compete with others. And by competing with others, they're going to be there, but in a more balanced number. So it's about equilibrium. You have to build this equilibrium.
It won't be as bad as before because they are not alone.
Exactly,
so they need to fight it.
Exactly.
Interesting.
So what
this allied to varietals that are resistant for nematoids, for example, the chances are less and lesser.
Exactly. So what we have been doing in the past, we have been applying lots of things to try to control those nematoids, for example. So we have nematicides. And they do help controlling the nematoids. But when you apply those chemicals to the soil, you can also, like antibiotics in your body, you can kill the good ones as well. The ones that they help the plant producing better, the ones that help making the minerals available for the plants. You kill the ones that help making the nitrogen available for the plant. You can kill also the ones that help fixing the carbon that is in the atmosphere
into the soil.
So you are killing the nematoids, you are, but you are also killing sometimes these other microorganisms that can be positive.
It's funny, the speech is really nice, really beautiful, but people who is listening to this episode might think this is so hippie. So,
and that's the secret. That's the secret. We are not an organic farm, and we are not trying to be organic by studying those things. So at the end of the day, you have to try to create a balance between an economical activity and activity that is also good for the planet. And that's why we are studying that. We are seeing lots of people around the world going organic, and that's a big trend. And in the future, the demand for organic is going to be so big that we're going to have trouble to be able to supply the world. There will be a demand offer problem in the future for organics, I'm sure about that. So we have to start thinking about more natural techniques to produce coffee, but that doesn't mean we're going to become organic. So by learning about those techniques, we might get to the point that we can diminish our application of chemicals for nutrition or defensives as well. But that's not our goal with this study. We want to understand what are these natural techniques because we want to restore the soil. Because if we don't start doing that now, this soil is not going to be healthy. This soil is not going to be able to keep producing coffee the way that we need it. So it's about the balance. And that's what the Biotech Academy is studying. It's not hippie. We want to understand all the techniques that exist out there to increase soil biodiversity. We want to apply those techniques and see what's the best formula for our environment. And also create some other formulas for other environments. At the same time, we are mix and matching those techniques with traditional techniques.
I see.
So we are still applying in some areas nutrition. We are still applying different kinds of things that the biological treatments, they are not providing as well as the chemical inputs that exist in agriculture. So we want to make a blend.
I see.
So
a smart blend.
Exactly. That's why also we call bio smart, because it has the bio aspect of it. It has this aspect that thinks about this life that is under the soil, but it also has to be smart. It has to provide solutions that are not just beautiful, but they are applicable, and they're going to really solve the issues they're going to have in the future.
And make money too, because it needs to be sustainable. The producer needs to make money.
Yeah. So in the end, we might reduce the application of those agronomical inputs, but that's not our main objective. We want to find the best blend to restore the soil and to keep producing good coffee with better quality in good quantity, so we can keep supplying our clients with the amounts and the quality they expect from us.
Perfect. Really interesting. You said that this study is going on for 2 years already. Is there anything available online?
We are creating our website right now, so it's going to be soon available. If people want to understand more about these studies, they can contact us through our Datera Coffee website. So
can we share also in this episode in our website?
Sure.
Some links, some studies.
Perfect, yeah.
And can you describe or list some results that you registered already?
Yeah. So at the moment, we are still applying. We are trying to understand what is the best blend of plants in the mid lines, in the lines between the coffee trees that we can apply. So we have some summer plants and some winter plants that they work better. So we are trying to understand which summer plants and which winter plants are going to be in the middle of the coffee lines in a way that we have a better result to increase soil microbiology. And we have some results already from the field, from the analysis of the leaves and the plants, they do look healthier.
With no chemical nutrients or...
It does have. So we have areas we are not applying anything, and we are trying to compare those areas with the areas that...
And what are your comments about it?
...already have. Any changes that we do in the field, you need at least 3 years to start seeing a behavior.
I see.
So if I start applying a specific product in the field today, 3 years from now, I'm going to be able to provide you a better reading of what are the results, how the plants are reacting because of that specific product that I am applying or that specific treatment that I'm applying. It takes time for the plants to get used to it and really change their behavior because of it. So next year, we're going to have more solid results on how these treatments, they have changed the behavior of the plant.
So next harvest, you'll be here again recording an episode to sell the results.
I'll be very happy to. So we are trying to keep track at the moment is how the production was impacted by these treatments in the areas that we mixed this biologic treatment and the regular treatments, and the areas that we didn't do the chemical treatments, just the biological ones, how the areas that we have built new plantations reacted, how the areas that already had older plantations and we changed the techniques, how they reacted. What I can tell you is the plants, they look good from the agronomical aspect. One thing that people don't always think about when they apply these experimentations is about the flavor.
Yes, so I would ask about this in productive too.
Exactly. So we are a specialty coffee farm. So every experiment that we do, even if it's more agronomical, more on the field side, we try to connect that to the cup as well.
And?
So the results have been good. They are good in terms of flavor. Nothing really outstanding compared to the regular treatments. And this is something that we believe we're going to need a few more years to understand how those plants, after you change the treatment, how they reacted because of the treatment in terms of flavor as well. So we are compiling all this data and we're going to produce a scientific material.
Nice.
About that. One thing that I really like about the Biotech Academy and about this project that's very important to mention is we understand that this is knowledge that is important not only for the Terra. It's knowledge that is important for the world.
Yeah, it's knowledge production,
That is important for any producers, wherever they are in the world, they need to understand about that. And also consumers, because we are always trying to go to the shelves of the supermarkets and look for the organics, but we don't really understand how that was produced and how hard it was and if those techniques are really organic, how to understand all those things. We want to do something that we call a bio-smart agriculture, not really our organic agriculture. That's the focus of this experimentation, and we want to share that with the world.
Nice.
And we say that being bio-smart is also about sharing knowledge. So the world's developing a lot, information is out there, but still, for you to be able to produce your own studies, for you to be able to do research, we focus deep researches, you need structure, you need money.
I would ask, yeah, exactly.
You need investment.
Is it very expensive, this process?
Yeah. The idea is investing at least $1 per bag a year in this whole project.
200 hectares, how many bags is that?
Well, in average, our production is 30 bags per hectare at the moment. So it's quite a big production. We are producing coffee there. We are getting the coffee from that area, of course, but also applying these techniques. So this is about 6,000 bags a year.
Nice.
In this area.
Wow.
So yeah, we understand that this is a big investment and small farmers, they wouldn't be able to afford that. We could just keep this knowledge for us, but that's what I mean when I say it's not about the sustainability anymore. It's about bio-smart. Sharing knowledge is being sustainable nowadays. So if we produce a research, produce knowledge, and that's knowledge that is not only important for us, we're going to share that. It's going to be open.
If I want to start investing in this kind of research or at least soil analysis, what are the steps?
Actually, we have a dream with this project that is having partners that could help us with this research. Of course, we are doing lots of experimentation at the Terra with our scientists and the university there in those 200 hectares. But every place has its own specificities, its own climate, its own soil composition. And if we want this study to be available available for the world and to have answers and solutions that are really applicable in other places, we should have data from other places as well. So if there is a farmer
who is listening to us,
this farmer could contact us and would be happy to share some techniques and to help in this process so we can get more data and make this material more substance.
Nice.
That we can start writing down those results that, of what you're having at the Terra and the results that they're having at their farm, and create a nice material with lots of information from different places that other people can look at it and be able to apply those techniques, even in other countries.
Nice. So if you're listening to this episode, please go to our website. I will leave all the Datura contacts over there. Let's do it together, guys.
And if roasters, consumers around the world are listening to this, they can also help by bringing more knowledge, bringing more people to this movement. So we know that there are many universities out there that might be interested in this kind of subject and want to study that. Someone might know a researcher that is studying soil and wants to understand these techniques. Or they might know a producer in another country that is already studying these kind of things. So I think coffee is great because coffee is about connections all the time. It's about relationships. So I'm sure that there is someone listening to this that has a nice relationship with someone that is interested in this subject. Just putting us in contact is already of big help.
Let's do a nerdy mission.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting. Thanks very much for sharing all this knowledge. It's something pretty new that I'm sure that everybody will be interested in share knowledge and know more about it because nobody's talking about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kelly.
Coffee, 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 co